in the headlines, the Alliance Owners of Public Transport calls for stricter enforcement of laws against unauthorized operators. Farmers urged to embrace the use of technology in crop production. Barbadians told to expect a shortage of local produce during the Christmas period. Vincentian police outline new crime strategies as their homicide count reaches 49. And the White House has defended President Joe Biden's pardon of his son, Hunter. This is the 7:30 edition of the latest of Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning. The Alliance Owners of Public Transport is voicing concern over the growing presence of unauthorized operators on the island's roads. Director of Complaints and Legal Affairs, Craig Banfield, tells Starcom Network News this illegal practice continues to affect those permitted to work in the PSV sector. He's calling for greater enforcement of the already existing legislation to address the issue.
This country has been encountering pirates for quite some time. The pirates seem to have escalated during the COVID time. But even after the reopening of this country, pirates continue to operate on certain roads. For example, the ABC Highway, Bayfield. Now, Section 27.2 of the Transport Act basically speaks to any owner-operator vehicle who uses or permits a vehicle to be used as a public service vehicle on a road is guilty of an offense. But yet, we continue to see vehicles with regular plate, dead-end plate, or permit C plate, picking up people or passengers from bus stops, laybys, on a constant basis. Something needs to be done. It is time for action.
Mr. Banfield explained this practice has already resulted in conflict between drivers.
We've had encounters with regular operators of vehicles and the pirate on certain routes. Sometimes it might lead to confrontation. We're hoping that it does not get to that point where, you know, guns or knives are used on a basis to resolve the matter from those public service vehicle operators who are encountering the pirates on a daily basis. But it needs to be done because you're taking money out of the pocket of those operators, not to mention the high cost of taxes and high cost of permit fees that have to be encountered by those who have permits. Are also, when you compare them to those persons who are pirating, really and truly, the expenses are considerably less on pirate. I know these people are just going by day, whenever they need money, just going on any route and pirating, and that has to stop. It has to come to an end.
Director of Complaints and Legal Affairs with the Alliance Owners of Public Transport, Craig Banfield. There are calls for farmers to embrace technology in order to improve crop production, which has taken a hit from the effects of climate change. The call from Food and Agriculture Organization's representative to Barbados, Juan Chaez, as he addressed farmers at a workshop where they have partnered with the Ministry of Agriculture to set up greenhouses at various agricultural sites in the country.
Colleagues, as farmers are navigating increasingly complex challenges, unpredictable weather, soil degradation, and the rising cost of inputs, to name a few, to address these challenges and seize the opportunities of a more sustainable agricultural future, we must leverage innovation and science. That is exactly what this project is trying to do, equipping farmers with cutting-edge technologies, tools, and knowledge to optimize their practices, improve productivity, and reduce environmental impact.
He appealed for close collaboration to ensure the success of the project.
For the project to be successful, however, we must try to collaborate, as success will require close coordination among government agencies and among ourselves, demonstrate value by clearly showcasing how these tools improve yields, efficiency, and profitability, sustainability by ensuring that the solutions we implement must be environmentally sustainable and economically viable, ensuring they have a lasting impact on agricultural systems and communities, and scalability. Let us see this effort as we focus on specific priority crops and model farms. This initiative is a foundation for scaling similar approaches for other crops and farming systems in the future.
FAO representative to Barbados, Juan Chaez. The Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, BARVEN, is advising Barbadians to expect a shortage of local produce for the Christmas season. The warning comes from BARVEN Vice President Erskine Ford, who told Starcom Network News the persistent rains were making it difficult for local farmers.
Farmer itself right now is No, because of you can't get the ground to plow, to prepare the ground. We have the rain falling. So eventually we have difficulties in getting the ground prepared to plant. So normally if you plant an acre, you can't prepare an acre, you have to do a quarter acre, but you got to do it by manual. So then eventually you have less vegetables on the market for Christmas.
Ford, a farmer and vendor, said it was not just one crop, but a variety of Barbadian favorites that would face a shortage this year.
To really sum it up, actually everything is low key. We don't have bitter cucumber, we don't have bitter potatoes, yams, we're not coming in with yams. We've got till the yams will open up. Okay, we got enough yams for Christmas. Normally we'll get yams for Christmas, but we're hoping that the ground will prepare, you can get the ground and get the yams out.
Vice President of the Barbados Association of Retailers, Vendors and Entrepreneurs, Erskine Ford. Christmas sales have been steady but weaker than in previous years. This, according to Operations Director at Abed Stores, Alex Abed. He noted that while Bridgetown has seen some shopping activity, it's not as busy as before. However, they're hoping for a stronger turnout as Christmas draws nearer.
Bridgetown has been steady this Christmas. I haven't seen it like it was previously. In other years, it was really busy. And our out-of-town store, Sheraton, has been extremely busy. We've seen a slight uptick in the shopping for Christmas. People aren't spending willy-nilly. They're watching where they put their dollar. To be honest, I haven't seen strong sales as yet. Over the Black Friday week, there was a surge, but that was with a discounted price. And we'll continue to do everything we can to get shoppers in store.
Operations Director at Abed Stores, Alex Abed. Some store occupants at the Walk Welch's in St. Thomas were evacuated yesterday after the smell of smoke filled one of the outlets, prompting a swift response from the Barbados Fire Service. The service said they were alerted to the incident around 11:59 a.m. yesterday. Investigations revealed smoke appeared to originate from air conditioning units in a particular store. Following this assessment, the matter was referred to the store's electrician for further evaluation. Meanwhile, occupants of other stores in the complex were allowed to re-enter once the situation was deemed safe. Vincentian police have outlined new crime-fighting strategies following the second mass shooting in the capital this year, which occurred over the weekend. That shooting claimed 3 lives, pushing the homicide count to 49. Acting Commissioner of Police Enville Williams said police have classified 46 of those killings as murder and the other 3 as police-involved deaths. The murder toll is now 6 shy of last year's record-shattering 55, following 42 in 2022, the previous record. He said the new strategies include using the cybercrime law to track criminal activities, dismantling firearm smuggling rings, a new interagency internal security mechanism that includes cooperation with the prisons, and ensuring that no one benefits from crime. Williams said there's been increased police presence in targeted areas. He added patrols, hot spots have been intensified to provide a strong deterrent to criminal activity and ensure rapid response to incidents. The acting police chief said the force recognizes the importance of timely intervention, adding that transportation has been made available through the support of the government. And the White House has defended President Joe Biden's pardon of his son, Hunter, after repeatedly insisting he had no plans to grant such executive clemency. The press secretary said Biden had pardoned his son, who was facing sentencing later this month in 2 federal cases, to shield him from potential persecution by the outgoing president's political foes. The sweeping pardon covers any potential federal crimes 54-year-old Hunter may have committed over the course of a decade. Top story, the Alliance Owners of Public Transport calls for stricter enforcement of laws against unauthorized operators. That's the 7:30 edition of the latest. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp ABME to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.